Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's Steve Winwood, by the way. 17-year-old Steve Winwood singing on the lead there. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Del Bianco is our guest. He's the executive director of netchoice.org. I encourage you to check it out, folks. You heard me talking earlier about what a great job Steve and his group are doing to protect you and me, the interests of small businesses, in all the debates about what's happening with technology, especially online. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that you and I have been talking about and that I've been warning my audience about, I've written about this, I talk about this when you're not here, and that is the governance, the internet governance, the governance of the internet, which has been managed by ICANN for 15 years or so, 15, 16 years, and now pretty darn well. I mean, at least on top of everything, it seems like things are going pretty well. You've been on the inside of this, Steve, and more recently, the Obama administration has begun the process of detaching the federal government as the ultimate owner of the internet, of internet governance, that contracts with ICANN for governance. But some things have been happening differently recently, and I want you to tell the audience about what's going on.
Right, Jim. As you know, the U.S. invented internet technologies and pretty quickly gave it away to the world. So in the late 90s, even the Clinton administration said, eventually, we need to say that the U.S. government doesn't run the internet domain name system, the system of website addresses or email addresses that we all use, like .com, .org, and .biz. Well, it's taken an awfully long time from 1998, but we are very soon going to be letting go of the last tether of U.S. government control over the Internet Domain Name System, ICANN, as you call it, the Internet Corporation for Signed Names and Numbers. So that's a long process, but this administration decided in March of this year that, partly in response to the Snowden revelations and the outrage it caused in other governments, that it was time to just sort of let go that last remaining tether of U.S. control. So when he let go, it meant that we had a real mess, a scramble for control as to see how we were going to replace the discipline and oversight role that the U.S. government had exerted. And, I'm one of the leaders at ICANN where we're trying to design mechanisms, accountability mechanisms, to make sure that ICANN is still run by the private sector and the business interests that invest in the Internet, and that governments can't step in and take the whole thing over the way they would love to do.
How's that going?
Well, we have two battles there at ICANN itself. At least we have a new process where we get to design accountability mechanisms, and I'm pretty optimistic we're going to come up with some very good ones, and I think the administration will back us up to make sure we get them. But at the same time, on the other side of the planet, in Busan, Korea, for the next 3 weeks, the United Nations is meeting on its plenipotentiary. That's true. The United Nations meeting where governments alone get to vote, and every government gets one vote,
See,
no matter how
is,
big or how small.
And folks, I warned you about this. I wrote an article about this. I warned you about this. I don't know, Steve, at least 2-3 years ago. You've been on the show here. We've talked about this, but I've done this other times. I've warned you about the fact that the United Nations wants their mitts on control of the internet. Number one, so they can tax it. They're desperate for a global commodity, a global resource that they can tax like oil. They couldn't get that done, and now they're looking at the internet. And if the UN gets control of the internet, Steve, there will be a global internet tax, and we'll all have to pay it. What do you think? Am I wrong?
No, you're right on that. And think about it. The U.S. letting go of its last tether of control creates a bit of a power vacuum, a bit of an opportunity for those United Nations bureaucrats to put their mitts on it.
That's right.
There's a group at the UN called the International Telegraphic Union. Telecommunications Union is what they changed the name to. It's been around for 100 years. And it's a group that used to manage a lot of things like long-distance telephone interchange and radio spectrum mm-hmm. rates. And that group, the ITU, would love to find a new lease on life, mm-hmm. a new reason to exist and continue to maintain the significant payroll and bureaucratic operations that they've got. And, over the Internet is a perfect opportunity.
It's not possible. If this happens, folks, if the United States divests itself of the ultimate control of the Internet to contract out to honest brokers, as ICANN has pretty much been, if we lose that, there's no way that geopolitics won't get involved in the Internet, and that'll be the death of the Internet. What do you think, Steve?
We're gonna stop that from happening, Jim. I mean, it's definitely a threat. It's a risk that we wake up thinking about every day.
Is it going to get stopped? Is there not the will in Congress? If the Republicans take the Senate, could between the two houses, can they not stop this process dead in its tracks and reject this relinquishing of control?
You know, while that could happen, let's hope it doesn't come to that, because that sends a signal to Russia, China,
right.
Brazil,
right.
India, all these nations that have been banging their shoe on the podium
right.
get to say, see, the U.S. was never really
Steve, I'm okay with that. But, well, tell us quickly why you think it's not going to come to that.
Well, that would backfire, since the United right. Nations can pass resolutions
right.
in the General Assembly, and as you know, governments control what we do
right.
within our borders, whether
right.
we're online.
But why won't it happen like I was concerned about?
Because the administration has gone on record saying that when they let go of the cord, they're gonna ensure that we have new mechanisms in place
yeah.
to prevent the capture
and
of ICANN.
And you
by
think
government.
You can trust this administration with that promise?
You know, it's my job to hold them to that promise. We're doing every day.
And I can't think of anybody I'd rather have in that job, Steve. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for protecting us, folks. I'm telling you, when you go to sleep at night, you should say a prayer for Steve DiBianco. Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.